Break the habit code. In our daily lives, we often do things with little or no thought. Imagine scrolling through your smartphone or checking Twitter. These actions become almost automatic, right? Well, for companies behind these products, this means they've hit the jackpot. They want you to use their products so regularly that it becomes a habit. How do they do it? By crafting experiences that stick in your mind and keep you coming back for more. With smartphones, tablets, and game consoles, you're connected 24/7, making it easier for companies to get you hooked. By mining your data, they can tailor your experience to keep you coming back for more. The power of habits in business. When investors want to figure out how valuable a company is, they look at something called customer lifetime value, CLTV. This tells them how much money the company expects to make from one customer over their lifetime. And here's the kicker. The more addictive a product is, the higher its CLTV. As people weave a product into their daily routines, they get used to it. They become less likely to complain when its price goes up. Plus, happy customers love to spread the word about products they use every day. And guess what? Word-of-mouth advertising is not only trustworthy, but also doesn't cost much. Companies selling habit-forming stuff have a secret weapon against their competitors. Even if a better product comes, it's hard to get people to switch from what they're used to. Take keyboards, for example. The layout we use today, QWERTY, was designed in the 1870s. New layouts have been invented, but they have yet to catch on. Once people get the hang of typing on a QWERTY keyboard, they don't want to learn something new, even if it's faster. The habit zone is where the frequency of a behavior meets its perceived usefulness, making continued use easy and convenient. Products and services can be grouped into two categories, vitamins and painkillers. Vitamins are products that are nice to have but not essential. Missing a day of using them doesn't feel too bad. On the other hand, painkiller category products are essential, and not having access to them causes discomfort. When something becomes a habit, going without it feels painful. For instance, some people can't start their day without coffee or go a day without checking Twitter. The hook model. Businesses can use the hook model, a four-step process, to create habits among consumers, reducing the need for constant advertising and marketing. This model aims to hook consumers on a product or service, leading to repeated use. The four phases of the hook model are 1. Trigger, the actuator of behavior. Triggers are cues that prompt action. They can be external or internal. External triggers, such as seeing a button on a website, prompt a specific action. There are four types of external triggers. 1. Paid triggers. These are advertisements that companies pay for to attract new customers. 2. Earned triggers. These are earned through effort, like creating viral content or publicizing an event. 3. Relationship triggers. Word-of-mouth recommendations or social network shares are examples of relationship-based triggers. 4. Owned triggers. These are reminders that a user permits a company to send, such as app upgrade notices on a smartphone. Internal triggers are subconscious links between an action or thought and an emotion. For example, feeling bored may prompt you to check your email. Throughout the day, people develop habitual responses to small stressors they encounter. Businesses capitalize on this by positioning their products or services as sources of relief. Consumers tend to gravitate towards products that offer comfort or solve their problems. To effectively engage users, businesses need to grasp the internal triggers that drive people to use their products, allowing them to tailor external triggers accordingly. 2. Action. The behavior done in anticipation of a reward. Action is the response triggered by an external cue, done in anticipation of a reward. It's how you behave because you expect something positive in return. When it comes to habits, actions are often spontaneous, requiring little deliberate thought. Dr. B.J. Fogg's research at Stanford University led to the FOG behavior model, expressed as B equals MAT. Behavior happens when there is enough motivation, ability, and a trigger. For instance, if your phone rings but it's buried in your bag, you might miss the call. In this case, a weak or missing element in the formula prevents the action. FOG categorizes human motivators into three groups: seeking pleasure and avoiding pain, seeking hope and avoiding fear, and seeking social acceptance and avoiding rejection. Advertising frequently taps into these motivators. For example, ads featuring beautiful actresses endorsing products like GoDaddy.com appeal to the pleasure-seeking instinct. Similarly, ads showing men bonding over Budweiser beers during a game promote the desire for social acceptance. Streamline user experiences for habit formation. Habitual actions are effortless, requiring little mental energy. The action triggered by a cue should be simple. Successful digital platforms like Twitter, Facebook, and Google have understood the importance of keeping user experiences simple. Evan Williams, co-founder of Twitter and Blogger, emphasized this strategy. Take a human desire, preferably one that has been around for a long time. Identify that desire and use modern technology to take out steps. For example, conducting a Google search is quick and easy, and taking a photo with an iPhone is a seamless experience. Simplifying the decision-making process using heuristics or mental shortcuts can enhance the habit-forming nature of a product or service. Marketing strategies that utilize heuristics include creating a sense of scarcity, offering discounts, and shaping the sales environment to create a context conducive to purchasing. 3. Variable reward. The hook's ability to create a craving. Craving is the key to the hook model's success in building desire. After taking action, people feel relief when their problem is solved or their desire is fulfilled. Studies on reward behavior reveal that anticipating a reward activates the brain's pleasure center, the nucleus accumbens. However, when rewards become expected, their appeal diminishes. Introducing variable rewards, unexpected or intermittent, rekindles the pleasure center's activity. Variable rewards can be categorized into three types: the tribe, the hunt, and the self. Tribe rewards satisfy the need for social connection and inclusion. Social media platforms like Facebook, Pinterest, and Twitter, as well as games like League of Legends, leverage this desire effectively. People check Facebook frequently to see if their friends have liked their posts, while League of Legends players strive to earn honor points for their fair play. Hunting for food and shelter is a fundamental human behavior, making hunt rewards deeply satisfying. Activities like online gambling or browsing Pinterest tap into this reward system by providing resources or information. Overcoming obstacles leads to self-reward, providing a sense of accomplishment and satisfaction. This need is evident in activities like playing video games. However, maintaining the appeal of variable rewards requires constant innovation and fresh content, as even the most exciting offerings can become mundane with repetition. 4. Investment. The user does a bit of work. Committing effort leads to stronger bonds with a product or service, increasing the likelihood of developing a habit. Even small investments of time or energy can create significant commitment. For instance, IKEA understands that customers value furniture more when they assemble it themselves rather than buying it ready-made. Once people commit to a behavior, they are more likely to repeat it in the future. Initially, individuals may hesitate to display a sign supporting a political candidate in their yard, but their resistance decreases after the initial effort. People strive to avoid cognitive dissonance, the discomfort from conflicting beliefs or behaviors. This concept is illustrated by the fable of the fox deeming grapes sour when he couldn't reach them. In terms of product investment, individuals are willing to try things others enjoy, like coffee or alcohol, even if their first experience is not pleasant. Maximize user engagement and retention. The more users invest time and effort in a product, the more likely they are to stick with it. Accumulating stored value such as content, data, followers, reputation, and skill keeps them engaged. For instance, once users build a music library on iTunes or post their resumes on LinkedIn, they are hesitant to switch to another provider. Similarly, users strive to maintain a good reputation on platforms like eBay or Airbnb. The hook model operates circularly, with embedded external triggers encouraging users to return and reinforcing their habits. Pinterest exemplifies this model through its four phases. Initially, the site provides a distraction from boredom with appealing images. As users engage by commenting and posting, they experience social connection. Their continued investment of time fosters loyalty, while the stored value they accumulate keeps them coming back. Interactions from other users serve as external triggers, initiating another cycle of engagement. Assess and reflect on your use of the hook model. Neuroscience advancements and technological connectivity have enhanced marketing strategies, particularly in behavior change. If you're employing the hook model, it's crucial to assess your intentions to ensure they're ethical and not exploitative. The manipulation matrix offers a framework to analyze your motives. 1. The facilitator. Creators who believe their product or service adds value and would use it themselves. They aim to positively contribute to others' lives. 2. The peddler. Sellers who see value in their product but may not personally use it. Their focus is on selling and promoting their offering. 3. The entertainer. Individuals who create art or provide entertainment for enjoyment. While not harmful, this sector relies on popularity for success. 4. The dealer. Manipulators who prioritize profit over the well-being of others, using their offerings solely as a means to make money. To determine if your product has habit-forming potential, apply the hook model and regularly review your tactics. Experiment with new ideas and strategies, analyzing their impact on user behavior. Follow the three-step habit testing process. First, estimate how often a typical customer will use your product. Define what constitutes normal or excessive usage. Next, determine the number of users needed for your business to succeed. Categorize usage patterns to identify potential devotees. Then, adjust your tactics to convert casual users into dedicated customers with a habit. Key points. 1. Habits are actions we do without much thinking. 2. Companies benefit from creating habits with their products. 3. The hook model is a method to make products habit-forming. 4. The four steps of the hook model are trigger, action, variable reward, and investment. 5. Triggers can be external or internal cues. 6. People act in anticipation of a reward, triggered by external cues. 7. Businesses use the hook model to analyze and improve consumer engagement.